It would seem a somewhat impossible task to keep quiet the fact that a girl who had been deathly ill and had reported to have died was now alive and walking around. And yet, Jesus was serious, because it said he gave them strict orders to say nothing to anyone. And perhaps the key in this is not so much that Jesus had given them orders to a virtually impossible task, because all throughout the Gospels of Mark and Matthew, Jesus would perform a miracle and then tell people not to say anything to anyone. And on the one hand, one might say, well, maybe he told them that knowing that they would. I mean, we all know how people can be. Sometimes the best way to get people to not do something is to tell them to do it, and the best way to get people to do something is to tell them not to do it. But at a later point in the gospel, in which Jesus asks his disciples, who do people say that I am? You notice the answers they give of what everyone else is saying are the wrong answers. Elijah, John the Baptist, one of the prophets. These are the people who, to whom Jesus said, don't tell anyone, and yet they went and spoke anyway, and they were getting it wrong. But to those who had obeyed Jesus and had stuck with him, he said, who do you say that I am? And they said, you are the Messiah, the Son of God. Those who obeyed him actually understood him well. Those that disobeyed him and spoke anyway got it wrong, terribly wrong. Well, in this particular case, it's the miracle cure of Jairus' daughter. But let's look at it in the comparative sense to the woman with the hemorrhage. I always read the long version of the gospel readings, because I think it's important to look at it as a whole, because the story of the woman with the hemorrhage is sandwiched in between the beginning and the ending of the story of Jairus' daughter. You look at the woman with the hemorrhage. She had been suffering 12 years. Jairus' daughter is 12 years old. Not that they're connected, but what is the difference between the two stories? Jairus' daughter is sick. He's gone to look for him. He finds Jesus, and Jesus goes with him to lay his hands. But even in the midst of all that, there's a hopelessness. He asks Jesus to lay hands on his daughter that she may get well. And before he's there, they receive the report that she had died. Jesus insists, all you really need is faith. Don't be afraid. But he comes to the house and hears the wailing and the whining and the hopelessness, the sadness, to which he tries to give assurances. I mean, Jairus has gone out to get him. He has him. He's coming. But in the midst of that, there is still this hopelessness. Why bother? Why trouble the master any further? She's dead. But Jesus says she's not dead, but asleep. Again, a hopeful statement, and he gets ridiculed. Perhaps we can feel his aggravation when it simply says, with that, he put them all out and only took his companions and her parents. At the end of that, when he cures and brings Jairus' daughter back to life, it is there he gives them the strict instructions. Say nothing to anyone. Compare that to the woman with the hemorrhage, who for 12 years had spent all she had, gone to doctors who had not done any good but simply made it worse, had every reason to be hopeless, but what is her disposition? If I but touch the tassel of his cloak, I will get better. Not I may get better, not I might possibly get better, not I hope I get better, I will get better. There's a much greater hopefulness in what she says and how she feels as she approaches Christ, a much greater faith than we see in the rather elongated story of Jairus' daughter and the family and friends who surround her. And note what Jesus does not tell the woman with the hemorrhage. He doesn't say, tell no one anything. He doesn't say, go spread it around. He does not give her strict instructions to say nothing to anyone. He says, go forth and be cured. Your faith has saved you. And perhaps that's the lesson and the difference we see in both of these miracle cures. One approached him with a great deal of faith. The other, even when everything was appearing to go their way, he found Jesus. Jesus was coming. There was still a hopelessness and a despair to it. What's the point? She's dead. It's hopeless. Why bother? Perhaps those are just the type of people who should be told, say nothing to anyone. We are called to have that same hope, even when things don't go well, even when we are in the midst of despair. Jesus wants us to be people of faith. He wants us to be people of hope. Naturally, not in the Pollyanna sense where, you know, there's this endless game of gladness. You know, I'm glad the house burned down because we needed to remodel the kitchen anyway. But he wants us to have the hope that comes with faith, all things being possible with God. Perhaps we've met all types of people who seem to have that optimism, even in the midst of struggle. And we perhaps even know others as well. Even when things are going well, they never seem to notice, because either they don't like the person who's doing it or a group that is involved. When things are going well, they're still pessimistic. Things are hopeless. Things are going in such a wrong direction. And to such people as these, in today's gospel, Jesus says, say nothing to anyone. You might do more damage than good, even in the midst of your own daughter being brought back from the dead. But perhaps we are called to be like the woman with the hemorrhage, who had every reason to be without hope. All the times she had gone to doctors, all the money she had spent, and she had only gotten worse, still had heard about Jesus just as Jairus had, and approached him with a faith. If I but touch the tassel of his cloak, I will get better. Let us pray that we will have that kind of faith, that we will not be the kind of people to whom Jesus has to tell us to not say anything to anyone, but that we are people of hope even in the midst of troubled times, even in the midst of difficulty, that we know Christ is with us, we know Christ gives us the grace and the strength to endure, and that our own disposition is one that exudes a faith and a hope in Christ, that if we but touch the tassel of his cloak, if we but have that faith in Christ, we will make it through the difficult times we encounter. We will be cured of our spiritual ailments. And as we pray in our sacrament of the sick, if it be God's will, we will be cured of our physical ailments. Let us not be people of despair who say, why bother? It's hopeless. Let us be people of hope born from faith as we come forth to worship Christ and profess our faith as his followers.